suppose I could let another song play, but no, the time has come for Hacker Mind. Show is Hacker Mind. This is your host, Screamer Chaotix, and on the phone we have the one and only Dash Interrupt.
Yep. Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty good, Dash. How are you doing? How are things in the land of Arkansas?
They're doing okay.
Well, that's good to hear. Up here in Connecticut, things are surviving.
Well, that's good.
Everything's in one piece. You know, I haven't had any run-ins with those dreaded new licenses, you know, the more secure ones yet.
I thought you were going to say you didn't have any run-ins with the law.
No. Well, no. I haven't had that either. No run-ins with Johnny Law.
That's good.
But, you know, I'll tell you, there's nothing scarier than driving down the road and seeing a cop behind you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
When I'm waiting at an intersection, all right, and I know I can make it, if I see a cop coming, I will wait until he's past me. Even if he's 5 miles down the road, I will wait until he gets past me before I pull out.
You might not want to do that because you might think that's suspicious.
Well, he can go ahead and think that's suspicious, and if he does, I'll tell him it's cautious. Because it's a lot better being behind him than being in front of him.
Indeed.
Cops
make me nervous.
But, you know, the most nerve-wracking thing of all, even if you're behind him, especially if you're behind him, is the fear of not hitting the brakes in time.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine rear-ending a cop?
The fear of doing anything wrong.
Imagine getting into a fender bender with a cop. You're screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And you can't win. You know, you can't win. I mean, hell, a cop could run into you. You know, he could...
I was just about to suggest that possibility that a cop rear-ends you. I mean, then it's his fault.
Yeah, you know, you would think that, but he would probably say, no, you backed up into me. It's clearly your fault.
Then you have to exchange insurance information.
How does that work?
I have no idea.
I've always wondered about that. What happens if you get into an accident with a cop? Do you exchange insurance information, or, I don't know, because that's a cop car, you know, that's not his personal vehicle.
Right.
But,
no, maybe he just gets your information and, you know, I guess it's insured by the city or whatever.
Now, do you think that he I don't know that much about insurance, really, but do you think that his insurance goes up for that? You know, if he hits you, does he have to pay extra every year?
I don't know. That's a good question. You'd ask a cop.
I mean, obviously, if he does that outside of the job, of course he's going to have to, because that's just the way it works, especially if he's a man. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. Men pay more.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Men pay more. Damn women drivers. But anyway, I've always wondered about that. What happens if a cop hits someone on the job?
You know, that's just their fault.
Yeah, just a little fender bender. Does anything happen to that cop?
That's a good question.
Yeah, but the cop would probably say, well, the reason why I slammed into him at 80 miles per hour was because I was trying to get to a call where an old lady was being attacked.
There you go. That's always that age-old excuse.
I don't know about age-old, but
yeah,
it's an excuse, and it would probably work. But dealing with cops is one thing. Dealing with CompUSA is another.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, What, you had to deal with CompUSA this week?
Well, yes, I did. As you know, I bought a router because I have Computer A, the desktop, which I like to call Fraggy, mm-hmm. and then I have Computer B. Now, here's the confusing thing about Computer B. A lot of people don't know this. The name of the laptop is Brittany. The name of the actual... You know, the actual... I don't want to say operating system, but... The actual space, you know, the in cyberspace, you know, its location. That's the hack cave.
Oh, I see. So,
you see what I'm trying to get at here?
Yeah, the name of the machine.
Yeah, that's Brittany.
The physical machine.
Right.
Is Brittany, but yeah. The
cyberspace world of it. I don't know what else to say.
Its handle, I guess, would be the hack cave.
Yeah, well, that could be one way of looking at it. You see, originally the whole hack cave was just. My desk pushed up against the back wall, so it was like a cave. Now I've got it off to the side, so it's not really a cave anymore, but...
That cave is... It's the place to be.
It is, though. And, you know, maybe if you're lucky enough, even you can get into the hack cave someday. But that, you know, we'll have to see about that. I wanted to get a router for these machines to make them communicate, because... Actually, I have three machines. I have the 1.1 gigahertz, I have the laptop, which is a 475 megahertz, and I have the 266 megahertz, which is my older computer. It doesn't have a monitor at this time, but
it
can still be hooked up. So, how much do you think a router goes for to hook up all these machines? A router gateway for, like, a cable DSL modem.
$50.
Wow. Dash, you're living in a dream world.
Am I?
Yeah, for CompUSA anyway. I'm sure you can find something like that online for about $50.
How much did they get out of you?
Well, first of all, they go for $100, the model that I got.
Oh, I see.
All right, but they had their special little sale, so that knocked it down to $54, which is a hell of a big knockoff.
Yeah, I said $50.
You said $50, yeah, but the thing goes for $100. This was a sale.
Sure, but you bought it for $50.
Yeah, okay. I bought it for $50, but they didn't get $50 from me. Well, they got $50 from me, but guess what?
They didn't get that other $50.
Well, that's true, but I also got a rebate, and I'm going to get it for $30.
There you go. You only got a $20 router.
Yeah. Well, $30 router.
Well, you paid $55 for it, right?
Yeah.
And you're getting a $30 rebate?
No, I'm paying $30 for it total.
Oh, so the rebate is $20?
Yeah, give or take a buck.
Okay.
So, that's all good. You know, that's great. I got the it's a four port router gateway, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Or cable DSL modems. It's great. Really easy to set up. Ironically, setting it up for Linux was a lot easier than for Windows.
Well, that's something you don't hear every day.
It sounds weird, but I already knew how to get online. With Linux on Optimum's network, you know, you just have to use DH client. Use that, it'll authenticate with the DHCP servers.
Right.
And you can get online that way. So I thought I was going to have to do something completely different when I got the router. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I've never had a router in my house. So when I hooked it up, I went over to my laptop and I typed DH client, and I saw that it got a request for DHCP from the router, and it was online. Then I go over to Windows, and bada bing, bada boom. Now, this is a completely different story. I won't get into it, but Windows wouldn't work at first. It was just a simple problem. I just had to, like, restart and let it connect on its own, but it was just so much easier in Linux just to type DH client, boom. It's hooked up.
Yeah, it sounds easy.
But, you know, with Windows, they want you to go in here, make sure that these settings are correct, write this down.
You got to restart every 5 minutes.
Yeah, you do. You do. But anyway, dealing with CompUSA was a hellish experience before I even got there.
why was it hellish? You got a cheap router.
Yeah, I got a cheap router, but you got to understand, I had to find out if they actually had the router before I drove about 15 miles to the store. Well, maybe about 9 miles, but still, it's far.
Yeah, kind of far.
Yeah, for me, it's far.
No, it's not.
For me, it is.
No, you... Never mind.
You have to drive 500 miles to get to the local deli, but...
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, for me, the mall is next door. But I wanted to call CompUSA, all right?
Yeah.
I wanted to find out if they had it, if they had the rebate. I wanted to make sure that everything was in working order before I went down there.
Right. Yeah, and, that was good.
Yeah, what I want to do is I want to show what you get when you call my CompUSA store. So I'm going to give them a call right now.
Okay.
Now, it's going to be voice activated, right? Is it voice activated? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, there's one part that's voice activated. So don't say anything because I want people to see how stupid this thing is on its own. Now, I'm not sure. Do I have to dial an area code? Yeah, I'll try it. Hold on. And believe me, I don't care if you get this number. You can have it. And now we'll get Dash back.
Thank you for calling CompUSA in Orange, Connecticut. Store is not open at this time. Our regular store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be closing early on Saturday, April 27th at 8 p.m. for inventory. Thank you, and please call again.
Oh, and that's it?
They're
thank
closed.
CompUSA in Orange, Connecticut. Oh. Store is not open at this time.
No, just...
Our regular store hours...
Well, I knew they were closed, but I thought they would at least let me talk to their computer. Apparently not.
No, we got to talk to that recording.
So, yeah, they won't even let you know what they have if they're closed. Well, that's a brand new aggravation. You know, what if you want to find out for the next day?
Well, you're just gonna have to deal with it.
No, I don't deal. I don't.
You have to deal, man. You got to deal with it. You got to deal with your problems, and then you'll get them solved.
I don't deal well with things, though. Anyway, the thing is that when I called it, it gives you, of course, I'm sure you've had experience with this, it gives you about 5,000 different things to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and here's the thing. If you want to know, Windows is doing something very, okay, yes, thank you, Windows.
You want to know.
Windows. If you want to know what's in stock, press 1. If you would like to speak to the acting manager, press 2. If you would like to speak to the so-and-so, press 3. If you would like to know blah, 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 press 4. If you want to get an item number, press 5. And it goes on and on. And there are things that are so similar, you don't know what you're doing. So finally it says, if you want to talk to the manager, hold the line. And I'm thinking to myself, do I want to talk to the manager? I don't know if I want to talk to the manager. I just want to find out what they have in the store.
There you go.
It sounds like when you get a manager, you're getting, a little too serious. So I hit the option that said to see what they had in stock. This computer, and I really wish I could have demonstrated this live on the air, this computer is the dumbest thing in the world.
What'd it do?
The computer, it says that it's voice activated. It can recognize your commands, and then it asks you, please enter the 6-digit product ID number. You can either say it, or you can enter it by hand. But at first, it doesn't tell you that. It just says, say it.
Yeah.
So I say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it says, I'm sorry, I did not get that. Please enter the 6-digit product ID number. So, by now, of course, I'm yelling. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nothing.
Nothing.
It would not recognize it at all.
Maybe it doesn't understand that, Eastern accent you got there.
It could. Well, but then again, it's from my state.
That's true.
It should know. I don't know. I suppose I could try Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. I could do that.
Yeah, you could, but probably wouldn't get you much further.
Actually, now that's got me curious.
Well, you can't talk to it now. It's closed.
Yeah, but what if somebody speaks Spanish,
Well, did they have an option for, Espanol?
Well, they should. I would think that they would have somebody there who could speak Spanish, and they would have a person most likely, right?
Yeah, they got an option for everything else.
Exactly. So, yeah, here I am spitting out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? And finally, it says, I do not understand you. You can either, and this is after I press, like, star and pound and everything else, you can either say the number or enter the number via your touchpad, you know, through your touchpad. So, I enter in the numbers, right?
There you go.
And you know what it says to me?
What?
It says to me, I'm sorry, I did not understand that. Please enter the 6-digit product ID number.
That computer is stupid.
I slammed down the phone because, of course, it wouldn't let me get back to the main menu, which I wanted to do in the first place. So I had to call back. I had to listen to the whole thing again. But by this point, I was fed up. I hit 0. I got a lady, and I said, would you be able to help me? I was wondering if you have a particular product, and she said...
She asked you for the number, and then when you said it, she said...
No. She said, yes, sir, I can help you. What product? And I told her, and she helped me, and then she told me that she had 41 in stock, and that I should come on down.
Come on down to CompUSA. Get your router and talk to our stupid computer.
But, you know, while I'm on the topic, since I know a lot of people have a lot of beefs with CompUSA.
I got a beef with it.
Do you have any CompUSAs down there that you can visit?
There's one about 40 minutes away.
All right, well, that's what I figured. But have you been there recently?
Not recently, but I have been there.
Okay, when you leave the store, does a guy check your bag?
Let me think. I think maybe. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, because I remember way back when, they used to always check your bag. I mean, they would take it, they would look through it, and they would make sure that it matches everything on the receipt. Later, they stopped doing that. They stopped having somebody at the door. Now what they do is, they have a guy at the door, and if you have a big purchase, you have to get your receipt stamped. So I'm glad that they've stopped looking through your bags, but, I mean, they have the little beep machine.
Yeah, they have the detector.
You know how annoying it is to have to stop and see that guy? I know, the store's trying to not lose money. I don't blame them, but it's annoying, CompUSA.
It is, though.
And
CompUSA here is, like, right across the street from a Best Buy. I don't know how...
Oh, yeah, same thing here.
Business.
Well, pretty close, anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Crazy.
That's fun. It's like I told you, me and my friend who goes by the name Panther, Nahog, whatever you want to call him, I had suggested to him that one day when we were leaving CompUSA, we get up against the wall as though we were being arrested, you know, as
that
star position that you do, you know, spread eagle when you're getting patted down. We
in the position.
Yeah, we thought that might be funny, but... We never got around to doing that.
You should do that.
We should, but who knows. Okay, so, yeah, you can join us. Well, not us. Well, we always say us, but you can join your fellow hackers in irc.box. No. Don't go to Box.
Don't go to Box.
What am I saying?
Box has disappointed us severely.
Yeah. irc.2600.net.
There you go.
Channel
Hackermind.
There you go.
Waiting
for you to say it. So that would be irc.2600.net, channel HackerMind. So you can go in there, talk to people, say hi, tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
Alrighty, let's see here. Dash, what do you have for us this week? Anything?
Yeah, I have some stuff.
I know you've been having a lot of motherboard troubles.
Yeah.
Computer
troubles? I think I mentioned this last week. I bought some computer parts online. I think, yeah, I mentioned this, right?
Yeah, well, I knew about it, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, but anyway, I'm building another computer, and apparently I don't really want to go into the whole thing because it's pretty long and boring and pointless, but I'm having motherboard trouble.
You are having serious motherboard trouble.
Yeah. All right, I'll just explain the basics. I was putting on, when I first got the motherboard, I put in the CPU, and I put on the heatsink. And I put in my and put in the case, and I tried to turn it on, but it wouldn't come on, and I couldn't figure it out. So I finally decided just to take the motherboard out and make sure I didn't damage the CPU when I put the heatsink on. So when I tried to take the heatsink off, the clip that it was clipped onto breaks off, and I'm sitting there, this little piece. piece of plastic is just sitting there, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what the, you know, what the fuck? And the CPU was fine, but, you can't really put the heatsink back on securely because one of the little clips broke off, and it's really a pain because now I have to get another motherboard just for, you know.
But you're not sure that that's the problem, right?
I'm almost 100% sure it's the problem.
I hope it is.
Yeah, the CPU looks fine, and I think everything else is fine.
But for 10 seconds there, it was the greatest moment of your life.
It did come on. I had bought another fan, and I had put it on there. I tried to bend the clip in so I could, it would stay on.
Let me tell you something. Bending, never a good idea.
And I turned it on, and it came on. I was like, holy crap. I was really happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, I was like halfway down my hallway, and I hear a clunk, like a, and it's just a noise, and I run back, and it was the heatsink had popped off the CPU, and you're not supposed to run the CPU without a heatsink no matter what, because, you know, it's a 1.2 gigahertz CPU, so I had to turn off the computer real fast, and, yeah, now I gotta get another motherboard, hopefully that's the problem, so I can, you know, give me some, you know, speed. I need a new computer. I got this old 500 megahertz here, and it's just not working for me anymore.
Oh, tell me about it. When I go back onto my 266, it's like, ugh. It's grinding away. It's horrible. And speaking of which, what I'm trying to do right now, and this is the great part about having your own little local area network, you can actually transfer files between the machines. So if you want to format one without losing your files, you can just stick those files onto another machine or, you know, spread them to all your machines.
Yeah. Well, I find it easier if you have a CD recordable drive.
Well, I find it cheaper that, you know, because I don't have one to just do this.
Well, yeah, that's one way to do it.
So I'm just going to send them over to that hard drive. I'm going to format this. I'm going to get WinXP off. I'm going to get 98 on. Not that 98 is better, because I haven't had any crashes with XP in a long time. I had one, like I said, I had one. I had that one freeze today, but
see, it's starting to, you know, mess up on you.
No. Come on now. For months, I can run this thing for months and it won't crash. Now, for a Windows operating system, I don't care how gooey it is. That's pretty damn good.
Gooey.
Yeah. Well, that's my computer class talking. I mean, for running that long without crashing, that is good though.
Yeah, but yeah.
It is good.
Alright, sure.
Well, what would you recommend? I'm not going to go buy Windows 2000.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm not going to recommend you buy anything.
98 will just fall to crap, but at least I'll be able to play Max Payne. Ooh.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
But the only reason why I really want to do this is so I can get Linux on. Now, I know, what am I talking about here? I can just partition it. When I try to partition it with WinXP, it does not like it. It goes apeshit on me. It just doesn't like doing that. So I'm gonna try to put 98 on. I know I can do that, and then I'm gonna try to get Linux on. And well, we'll just have to see what happens.
Yes, we will. We will see what happens.
Yes, but hopefully, I won't have to lose any files.
Yeah. Well, that's never good.
No, it's not good at all. But you know what is good?
What's good?
You know what is good? The second HackerMind all-nighter.
That is very good. That's great.
That's gonna be good. It's gonna be damn good.
Awesome.
And what I wanted to do tonight was just give people a little brief summary of what we're planning here. Now, I know I had said some stuff about it before, but some of you really don't understand why this one's gonna be so much better than the first. And we're gonna have a web page up soon for the second HackerMind all-nighter titled, ooh, here, creative title, Han 2. And Dash, you and I had discussed some things that we wanted to do in this Han, and one of them was actually letting people interact with each other throughout the whole show. So we can't really have a conference, but we could have, like, a virtual one.
Yeah.
You know, people can't really meet up in real life, but they can meet up, I guess, in what you would call cyberspace, you know, on the phone lines and on the internet. So we're gonna have the chat going throughout the whole show. We're going to have a conference call going throughout the whole show. Now, that does not mean that you're going to be on the air throughout the whole show, but we will have a conference call going, so if you're one of those people that really likes to get involved, really likes to participate with stuff, you can call up the con line, talk to your fellow hackers on that line, and, well, we hope you still listen to us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because, yeah, you know, they're probably going to have to turn down their computers when they're talking to people, otherwise they're going to have some serious feedback. But I think it's a good idea. What do you think, Dash?
I think it's a good idea, but like you said, people aren't going to be able to listen to both.
Well, you know, that's up to them. If they want to call in into the conference line and say hi, they can do that. If they choose to stay in there, hey, that's fine too. It really doesn't matter to me, because you and I are going to be right here in the Hat Cave hosting Onto the Second Hacker Mind all-nighter.
Right.
And this one's going to be airing an hour earlier at 11 p.m., and all this information is what you would call tentative information. It's not set in stone.
Subject to change.
Yes, yes. So we're planning on a four-hour event here, a four-hour all-nighter, and we don't want to get into too many details, because we do want most of it to be a surprise. But again, we have a whole board set up that no one is taking advantage of over at HackerMind.net.
I know. I mean, we made that new forum and nobody's posting it.
Dash went through all that trouble.
I know, it was a lot of work. I mean, I slave for you people, but
over a hot stove.
A hot stove all night, and all I get is a slap across the face.
Slap across the face. Nobody posts on the board.
I get no respect.
No respect. No respect. And nobody says what they want to hear in Hantu. But we will have Beyond Hantu, the video that will pretty much be a behind-the-scenes look at the Second Hacker Mind All-Nighter. We're going to have that. We're going to have...
That's kind of ripping off of Beyond Hope.
All right. Should we call it Hantu and Beyond?
No. That's still ripping off of Beyond Hope.
Okay, well, it's ripping off of everything that has the word Beyond in the title, but,
yes.
You know, what are you going to do?
True. I didn't say it was bad, I'm just saying it reminded me of Beyond Hope.
Yeah, well...
I like it, though, I like it.
Okay, well, the man is crazy. He goes from saying it's a ripoff to liking it. I don't know what to think. Anyway, the gunmen are dead.
Oh, man, they are, though. That was...
The three, well, Langley was the hacker on the Lone Gunman. What we're talking about here, for those of you that don't know, is the X-Files. The Lone Gunman, I suppose you can call them hackers, you know, they were...
Yeah, they were.
Most of them were, well, Langley was the biggest hacker, Eve was a hacker, their little nerdy friend there was a hacker, and they had to be one of the coolest parts of the show, and they went out as heroes.
They did.
So we're going to have a little memorial for them and for our HackerMind mascot, Dante. Yes, the hamster that was always making noise in the background has passed on.
That's not good.
No, it's not. But like Langley said on The Lone Gunman, people like Joey Ramone, it is Joey, right? It's not Jimmy. It's Joey.
Yeah.
People like him don't die. They always live on. So we're gonna have a tribute to the gunmen, to our mascot, and everybody else with a little bit of the Ramones right now. It's the shortest song I could find, but it's a popular one. It's a very popular one, because people like what's their name? Who's that group that was in Idle Hands?
Offspring.
That's it. They covered this song. So we'll be back in about 2 minutes. Enjoy. would like to say that,
you know, I want to be sedated.
I wish you were too. I would like to say that I did not choose that because it was the shortest song. It was just, you know, we have, well, I guess I did, because we have time restrictions, but I love the Ramones. I'm a big fan, and we're going to miss both our Hackermind mascot, Dante, and the Lone Gunman. Yeah, I know they were fictional characters, but come on.
But, they, you know, I can't, I used to watch their show, too, remember?
Their show, I love their show.
Yeah, and then they canceled it. It came out of the blue for me. It's like, whoa, they're canceling their show? I was watching that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, someone comes in, they turn the channel, hey, I was watching that.
Yeah, or, you know, turns off your radio.
For real, I was listening to that.
I'm saying.
But, you know, they never turned it back on.
Well, they did. They had their final episode.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it wasn't really their episode, but yeah, it was the X-Files, and it was close enough. Now, you know, I'm looking at my computer screen here, and I see zero listeners. Obviously, that's because of Live 365. Now, Dash, have we pretty much given up on Live 365?
I don't know. You emailed them, right?
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, I thought you said you did email them.
You know, I don't think that's going to really get us any results whatsoever.
Right, I'm going to have to email them, Nick. You're just not emailing them.
Well, hey, there's a lot of things that you don't do, so come on, cut me some slack.
I'm going to email them, and I'm going to ask them what's up, because this will not stand.
Fortunately, we do have Rant Radio support, so they're going to be broadcasting the all-nighter. But even if they didn't, don't worry, we would get it. Even if we got to pay for a stream, or we can just stream it from my computer. But, you know, everything's going to work out because we're just good like that.
Oh, yeah, if you say so.
Well, we are. We are. Dash, you need to, you know, we need some confidence here.
Well, I'm just depressed because of this Live 365 thing and the gunman and the Dante and shit, man.
I know it's sad, but you know what are you gonna do? You gotta move on.
No, but it's just been a bad week.
It has. I know that, but you know we gotta move on to some happier, more fun things here.
You have some happier, fun things.
Of course, I have some fun things here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're happy, but we're gonna take a trip around the United States right now.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
All right. Well, can you pick me up?
No, I'm not gonna pick you up.
Oh.
No. But we're gonna have some fun trying some various payphone numbers here. Now, what you gotta remember is that right here on the East Coast, it's about 10:32 at night. So the numbers that we try on the East Coast probably won't get answers. What you have to remember about the West Coast is people probably won't answer the damn phone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll probably have a better chance of getting an answer over on the West, but the first number that I have here is one that I actually got an answer to while I was on my cell phone talking to you.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, what I had said was, I'll give you the location in a minute. I had called this number, a kid answered, and I said, "Hello, this is AT&T. Am I calling a payphone?" They said, "Yes, you are." And I asked them, "Is this payphone located on Alcatraz Island?" And they said, "Yes, it is." And I said, "Thank you." And I hung up.
There you go.
I mean, you can have a conversation with somebody, but that's something I hadn't thought about. If we get somebody, if someone answers, what are we going to talk to them about?
Well, no, we can just, you know, shoot the breeze.
It's tough shooting the breeze with a total stranger, though, because they don't know what's going on. They think it's a prank call. You know, they think that whatever you're doing, you're just, you know, you're making fun of them, or you're busting on them, or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're paranoid to begin with. I mean, they got to be friendly because they're picking up a payphone. So let's see what happens. First, we're going to call Alcatraz, and I'll give you the number right after this because I don't want it to be busy. So
right.
Be right back. And this is going to cost me an arm and a leg, I want you to know. All right. If anybody can get the number from this, more power to you. Now, let's see if we get an answer. It's kind of doubtful, but you never know. many rings do you think we should give it?
I don't know. Maybe a couple more. I don't think anybody's going to pick up.
Think all the tour groups left?
I don't think so. It's around, like, 6:30 there. Maybe there's just people staring at the phone wondering if they should pick it up.
That's a possibility. We'll give it two more. That's one.
Pick up the phone.
That's two. Okay, so they're 3 hours behind us. So what's that? 7:30, 8:30, 9:30. Yeah, it's about what? 7:30 over there?
6:30.
6:30?
Oh wait.
3 hours behind me.
I thought it was.
I'm 10:30. So 10:30, 9:30, 9:30, 8:30, 7:30.
I thought they were 3 hours behind me.
No, 3 hours behind me.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
they're probably closed.
Yeah, the Rock is closed, unfortunately. Well, we're not going to have much luck here tonight, but you never know.
You need to call I don't know.
I'm going back even further than 3 hours, though. Are you ready for this?
Where are you going now?
I'm going to try to get the name, Kailua Kanoa Keyhole Airport.
Where is this located?
Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
All right.
What time zone are they in? I forgot.
Very, very far Pacific. I don't know.
Yeah. So they're, I don't know, hopefully somebody will answer, and we can ask them how the weather is.
Yeah, you do then. When will I get the phone bill? Kids, don't try this at home. I am a professional. Unfortunately, I can't read my writing, and I hope I dial this right. I hope this is a payphone. This better be a payphone. I hate when I get somebody's home.
Yeah, that one we do. Calling Hawaii. Wish I lived in Hawaii. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, this isn't looking too good.
No, people aren't entering the payphone.
But this is an airport, though. So you know they're open. They should be, anyway. I would assume.
I want to call payphone is like right by the beach.
Right by the beach?
Yeah.
Why the beach?
Because that really is anywhere on the way.
Oh. All right, well, again, no luck with that one.
Not working at all. Man, where is everybody? Everybody, I don't know, where'd they go?
All right, well, let's see here. Okay, West Coast, Oregon.
Oregon.
Whatever. The town of Enterprise. This is an Amoco gas station.
Oh, okay, gas station. You know, there's gotta be somebody there.
Gotta be somebody. Let's try. Fortunately, I haven't paid anything yet because nobody's answering. So between you and me, this is working out perfectly. All right, let's hope though. If it goes through.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Uh-oh.
No longer
in service. Oh, no.
If you feel you have reached this recording in error, please check the number and try your call again.
No, we checked it.
They disconnected it on us.
Well, obviously, they saw us coming a mile away, and they...
Yeah, they saw us. They saw our move, man. They planned us out.
Now, I got one more here, and this one's on the East Coast, so... This is a 7-Eleven, though.
Well, there's got to be a couple guys hanging out outside of 7-Eleven.
There must be someone outside of 7-Eleven. We're going to let this one ring until the cows come home, so...
Right.
Which could be literal for Dash. Let's try. It is kind of embarrassing, though, when you want to talk to someone on a payphone and no one will answer. Folks, if you're out there and you hear a phone ringing and it turns out to be a payphone, answer it, please. For the love of God, answer it. For the love of whatever.
Hello? somebody's got to pick up that phone.
Thank you.
Okay. What the crap was that?
I'm guessing a cocotte. Did it just hang up on us?
I don't know. Did you hang up on it?
I didn't touch a darn thing except for two touchstones.
I think it hung up on us.
Let me see if I get a stuttering dial tone when I flash. Dash?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I just hung up on it.
It went, thank you.
Yeah, but it didn't hang up on us. What I want to know is if it had stayed that way, maybe I could have dialed something or... Let me try that one more time, all right?
Okay.
All right, it's possible that this is a cocotte. Or a very friendly payphone.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for paying an arm and leg for this call.
Thank you.
Well,
let's just leave it there and see what happens.
Hey, what was that?
What was what?
I heard a little click. Like it hung up on us.
See, I thought that was it hanging up, but I don't think it did.
All right, well then, probably it'll eventually say, take your number and call again.
If it in fact hung up on us.
Yeah, which I think it did, but,
Now, if I flash and we get a stuttering dial tone, then you're right. All right, but if I flash and I get you, I'm hanging up on it.
Right.
All right, this is what I did before, and I wanted to stay on the line, but let's see. No, it did hang up. Man. So, Dash, are you back? Now, Dash is bullshitting, because I know he's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's nowhere else you could be.
Yeah, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah, I can tell. All right, so that's a payphone of some sort. But don't worry, we will give you those numbers. The first one for Alcatraz.
We have a numbers to call?
I thought maybe that would be enough. I thought maybe we would get somebody.
Would have been nice to get somebody. I wanted to talk to somebody on Hawaii. That would have been cool.
Well,
sometimes things just don't work out.
It sucks because we do the show so late. We should have like a hacker mind during the day when we can call places that are actually open.
A hacker mind, I don't know. Go ahead with what you're saying.
The number for Alcatraz is 415-421-8542. One more time, that's 415-421-8542.
Call the Rock.
Yeah, and the next one is Kailua Kano, and this is the Keyhole Airport in Hawaii, and the number is 808-329-9978. That's 808-329-9978. Enterprise, Oregon, whatever. The Amoco gas station is 541-426.
That one's disconnected.
Well, 9953. They want to call it. Maybe it'll work someday. Who knows? The Marco Island 7-Eleven in Florida, which is what we just called, is 239-394-0912. That's 239-394-0912. So, have a blast.
Yeah. Well, just have more fun than we did trying to find somebody.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, I've had a lot of fun calling payphones in my time because you remember that one time when we called that one phone at my former school.
Yeah.
In the student center, and Oh, that was cool. You got the girl in the lobby, and we were trying to call two payphones at the same time, and we wanted, you know, if
we tried to get her to put them together.
Yeah, in a perfect world, we would have gotten that to happen, but we didn't. But Dash, it's still possible. It's still possible. You know why?
Why?
Even if they change those numbers, I can easily walk into that school, go right up to those payphones, and get the numbers again.
No, we need to try that again someday.
You know, that's something that I noticed. And I don't know why, but I just wanted to mention this. You know, you walk into a mall, which is a public area. It's not a store. It's got stores in it, but you know, it's they make it out to be like the town square, the town center, whatever. It's a big open public area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's cameras and security guards all over the place. Now I know, yeah, there's merchandise there, but
right.
It's like a fortress. You know, they track you at every move, and we've talked about that. But you walk into my former university, and there's nothing. You see a couple security guards walking or riding their bikes by outside, but there's absolutely no checks, no people coming up to you, nothing. You can walk in, go through the buildings, look around, sit.
Rent a cop.
Yeah. You can buy a cup of coffee, you can do whatever. And I don't even go there anymore, but I could still do that. Now, I'm not going to say whether that's good or bad. You can decide for yourself.
Maybe they're hidden.
The cameras?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they are, they're very well hidden.
Well, maybe they're supposed to be.
Now, it pains me to say something good about my school, but I'm able to get in, and I don't go there. And here I have my, people might remember this, my Hoot card.
Hoot card.
The Hoot card. If anybody, if I had a scanner that worked, I would scan this. And what is this ticket for? Blade 2. Yes, cool movie. If I actually... Sorry, ticket fell out of my wallet. If I had a scanner...
It is a cool movie.
Yeah, I would scan this. And this is the SCSU Hoot Loot card.
Hoot Loot.
You know, I went up to one of those little gift card scanners that they have in the mall that I'm referring to, the Milford Mall, the Westfield shop. No, not that's the Trumbull Mall.
Yeah, if you want to meet Screamer Ken Alex, just hit that mall all day. He'll be there eventually.
Yeah, I will be. The Connecticut Post Mall, that's it, in Milford. The Devil Mall. I should get their number just so people could fax them to death. But no. I went up to one of those, they have these gift card machines that you can check your balance on, and me and my friend Panther, and I'm not sure if I should call him Panther or Nahog, but...
Oh, Panther.
Yeah, Panther sounds a lot cooler than Gohan backwards. We went up to there, and we took out every single card that we had in our wallets with barcodes, and we're swiping them through for the hell of it. Some of them brought back mixed results. Some of them brought back, like, nothing but squares on the screen. Some of them said invalid card. Some of them said no money left on card, and all sorts of fun stuff. But,
What did the Hoot card say?
I can't remember, actually.
Hoot Loot card.
No, it didn't say that, but it did say invalid card, something like that. Anyway, I have the Hoot Loot card, so I have the identity. I have the sticker on my car, which is good for life, which might explain why they have an overcrowded situation when it comes to parking, because people that don't even go there anymore can still park there.
Park there? What is it next to? Oh, that was a big creak.
Yeah, that would be the chair for you.
You get some WD-40 out.
Yeah, I should just have like a whole show dedicated to the chair creak.
There you go. Let's hear it. It'll creak.
Well, now it won't creak. Well, there's a little one.
It's no man's chair. I mean, it creaks when it wants to.
It creaks at all the wrong times. You know, I'll be sitting here, and then I'll just move slightly, and you know, but I can spin around for 5 hours and the thing won't make a sound.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the school. Anybody can walk through it, and of course, as like I said in some articles that I've written, sometimes they have email terminals that have your private information on them. So if you wanna support security in buildings, well, I guess this is one thing to support. Because anybody can walk off the street and into the building and see your private info, but I don't know. I kind of like being able to walk through a building without...
You need to get rid of that Hoot Loot card, man.
Why? Why should I get rid of the Hoot Loot card?
It's just like, it's like a reminder of that school you went to that you didn't like, and it's just how it just
Yeah, but you gotta remember stuff. No, good, bad, it's all part of your life story. And
no, I tell you to get rid of a card in your wallet, but I have cards in here that have been here for like a year.
Oh yeah, man. If we dove into my wallet right now, you would find some scary stuff in there. It's been around for about maybe 10 years. Well, give or take. But anyway, yeah. So even though I feel good about being able to walk into a building and look around and just relax, even though I don't go there. I like having the card, little insurance, I suppose, because they're not going to scan it. Even if somebody did ask you for something, which they won't, you know, ask to see it or something like that, all you got to do is just hold it up and go, BAM!
There you go. Do that too. Say, BAM! Right there. And I'm sure they'll leave you one.
Oh, man. You hear about
that? Oh, well, I'm sorry. Sir, I didn't know you had a Hoot card. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, let's forget about the Hoot cards. Have you heard about Gigabyte?
I know what a Gigabyte is.
I know you know what a Gigabyte is, but I went to techtv.com and...
What are you there for?
I don't know, man. You know, I always regret going there. Whether I want to get a video, they don't have it, or I want to find a story and it's not available anymore, or I'm trying to read a story and they put up a damn Ford advertisement. I see a little friggin' Ford truck driving across my screen.
No, I hate ads nowadays. Anyways.
I'm trying to read about Gigabyte, this female hacker that writes all these viruses and worms and everything else, and she supposedly hacked Microsoft's .NET.
Oh, sure.
And, well, she did, but anyway, I'm trying to read the story, and I see this friggin' Ford truck driving across my screen.
Yeah. They're trying to get you to buy it, man.
Ford truck? It ain't working.
You need a Ford truck.
Ford is the devil.
Ford is the devil incarnate.
Ford can just eat a dick. Because I...
Indeed.
Part of my French, I don't know what came over me. Oh, wait, it's friggin' Ford.
Yeah, fucking Ford.
Okay, anyway, Gigabyte. I did manage to finally copy the story, and it's about a female virus writer.
By the way, before you go any further, have you seen that show called Reboot?
Yeah, the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Had that guy on there named Megabyte?
Yeah. That guy was cool.
They just remind me of that.
They replayed like the same 3 episodes over and over, though. It sucked.
But Megabyte.
Megabyte, yeah. Anyway,
Gigabyte. We're talking about Gigabyte here.
It says here, she can kick your butt and wipe your hard drive cleaner than a dog's dinner plate.
Okay.
Yeah. Dinner plate for a dog. So when the young kickboxer and virus writer known as Gigabyte tells you she doesn't want her face on TV, well, you play along. Tonight, Tech Live tells her story. I'll just shoot you from behind, I say, carrying my TV camera across the large mat that covers the health club's gymnasium floor. It's almost time for the 6 p.m. kickboxing class, and Gigabyte is the only woman there. Of course, she's used to that. In the male-dominated world of virus writers, she stands out. But you know what? I'm not even going to go on. I'm not even going to give her the attention.
Please don't.
Because the whole article, nothing against her personally, all right, but the whole article is just this big thing about how amazing she is because she can write viruses that any 10-year-old can write, and she's a girl.
That's their whole thing? She's a girl?
She's a girl that writes some cool worms and viruses that...
They're trying to say that girls can't do that? I mean, because they can.
Well, I know they can, but apparently Gigabyte, who doesn't want her face on TV, even though she claims she doesn't let these things out into the quote-unquote wild, she actually has like little blocks on her face. If you go to Tech TV and look up, I don't know, also just looking up Gigabyte, you might get like a ton of replies, but you can go to wbglinks.net and they'll have a story about it there. That's where you can get the link. She has blocks on her face, but she says that she doesn't do anything illegal. Okay, she's paranoid. I know how she feels, but the whole story is this big thing about how, oh my goodness, Gigabyte is so cool. She writes viruses. She writes worms. She can hack Microsoft. Jeez, my grandma could hack Microsoft, man.
How old is she?
My grandma?
No, not your grandma.
Gigabyte is 18 years of experience.
Gig. I'm going to call her Gig.
And she claims that she was doing this since she was 6, which I have trouble believing.
What? Did you just say since she was 6?
Yeah, she says she started programming her first lines of code at age 6.
Well,
I don't know about that. I don't think you can understand pointers and arrays at age 6.
No, she's probably using BASIC.
Yeah. She's probably playing that uplink game, but
yeah,
that's Gigabyte, and I don't know why they wasted the space on that. Again, nothing personal. Hell, she looked kind of cute, looked like a nice girl, but no need to waste a story on that. Waste a whole lot of space, but we did so.
Yeah, we did. We mentioned it. So now, what are we?
What are we? We are hypocrites. Proud of it. I'm bouncing back and forth. This story, this is stupid. This is the equivalent of Gigabyte. This is Oxblood Ruffin talking about hacktivism. We can do that.
Let's see.
Do you have anything that you want to get out of the way?
Let's see. I'll just read some headlines.
This would be the 5-minute crunch. This is the point in the show where we try to get every single thing we wanted to say out.
Which one do you want to hear more?
Let me see.
IE6 privacy solution backfires, or... Well, I got three of them.
Okay.
CIA warns of Chinese plans for cyber attacks on U.S. defense.
Nah.
Dr. Dam cleans house for file swappers.
Yeah, give us Dr. Dam, because I heard about that one.
Or passwords often easy to crack.
No, that's stupid.
Okay.
No offense to you, of course.
Dr. Dam. Okay. The record companies had their Napster, and the stream of file swapping companies that followed. The file swapping companies now have their Dr. Dam.
So what is Dr. Dam, Dash?
Well, if you let me, read on.
Well, can you summarize? We only got a few minutes here.
Oh, well, basically he's this guy who's reprogramming, or not reprogramming, but just taking out all the spyware and adware in file sharing programs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So this is a good guy. He's taking out all the stuff that spy on Nanya and the ads and stuff and putting it up for download.
Cool. And do you know where people can get that?
Let me think.
Let me help you look here. I have the article myself.
I don't know. Go to ZDNet News and it should be there.
ZDNet.
I can't find it. I'm looking, but I can't find it.
And, KazaaLite.com.
There you go.
One of the most popular distribution points for the software is KazaaLite.com. That would be KazaaLite.com, a site run by 18-year-old Scottish University student Sean Garriock. Good for him. And that's where you can pick up, Dr. Dam?
Dr. Dam.
Dr. Dam.
Yeah.
And that will...
For Doom.
Yeah, nice little program.
Ultra Lazo.
Hmm?
Nothing.
No, what'd you say?
I said Ultra Lazo.
Ultra Lazo?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing, man.
I feel like I'm out of the loop.
You are.
I guess I am, but did you hear about John Ashcroft?
Our Attorney General?
Very good, Dash. He, it is very good. Not a lot of people know that. He won the Big Brother Award.
Did he?
Yeah. And,
I don't like John Ashcroft.
You don't?
No.
Alright. Well, I'm sure he doesn't like you either, but...
Well, good.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit? 5-minute crunch. By the way, let me just say this. If you ever want more information on...
Time. It's crunch time. You gotta talk faster. Come on, get it out.
Dash, this is no problem. I can just put your volume down. If you would ever like more information about articles that I discuss on the show, you can find them at SecurityFocus. Now, let me get Dash back.
Hey, Kramer.
Yeah.
What's up?
You can find them at SecurityFocus.com.
Put it down.
You can find them at /.org. Or wbglinks.net.
Yeah.
Dash, what happened the last time when you went off on me, huh?
Oh, you man, I don't even start. All right.
Yeah. But what happened, Dash?
Don't start, man. I'm gonna come to this phone.
Shut up. Yeah.
I hate you.
I got the button.
Oh yeah, well I got a button too.
I fear. All right, Ashcroft won the Big Brother Award. Last December, Attorney General John Ashcroft, testifying at a Senate hearing, accused privacy advocates and civil libertarians of aiding terrorists by scaring peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty. Well, he was given the worst government official nod at the annual Big Brother Awards. And this is an award show hosted by privacy lovers and computer hackers and all sorts of evil, demonic people that a lot of people should be a lot of people think should be shot dead.
Yeah, there you go. There you have it.
And, yes, there you do have it.
We're not done yet. Is it over?
Yeah, it's 11 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Well, 10 o'clock your time.
I'm going to like the all-nighter because we get long. We have more time.
Well, you're going to be right here. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be a four-hour gala event.
So
tell your friends and Dash, please get that page up. Get that Han 2 page up. You have the info.
I will.
All right, so people, bug Dash if he doesn't do it.
No, don't.
Okay, well, he's going to get the Han 2 page up. You can get some more information about it there. And that's about it.
No, that's not it. We got to have something else.
What else is there?
I don't know. You tell me. We got to have something else here. I'll make something up.
Okay, all right.
Bill Gates says he's sorry for Windows and
is this true?
Local police station.
He did what now?
Nothing. I don't know.
He threatens local police station?
I said surrenders to local police station.
That's not true, though. You're making stuff up.
Oh, I said I'm going to make something up.
Yeah, but this is not legitimate reporting here.
I said, yeah, I know, but I told you in advance I was going to make it up.
Huh.
Maybe we should do that one week. Just make up articles and read them. And then say at the end of the show they were all fake. It's probably good for April Fools, but it's almost May now, so... You know, where was I like a month ago?
Well, every single thing we did in this episode was fake. Think they believe that?
Well, I think they believe whatever you tell them.
Well, that's not good, because I lied.
Well, they probably don't. I don't know. They might believe you.
What if I'm lying now? I'm so confused.